Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My name is Matt, and we are here live. Today, we're going to be here live for the next 88 minutes, I should say. And today is February 20th, 2016. And gosh, man, it seems like I've been away forever. Last week, we had a recording. I told you I was going to be here recorded for the next 88 minutes. That's because we had recorded our seminar training at the facility there in Cameron, at the Aaron High Cap facility. And we had an awesome time. And so, but now today we are live, and it seems like I've been away for a month, so I'm pretty excited to be here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I want to be quite frank and honest with you. Radio business is weird. I could be here this week and be gone next week. It's just a weird business. So, because of that, I've got this attitude of, I don't really care. You know, I'm going to tell you what I think. That's the whole purpose of being here. You know, if you come on the air, you spend all this time, you do all this research, you spend all this money, you take time out of your life to prepare, because it's not that easy to prepare just an hour and a half show. You got to spend a lot of time, do a lot of research, and get your notes in order to make sure that you come across seeming like you know what you're doing. So, because of that, I say to myself, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be here next week. I will be, but I don't know you just never know what's going to happen. So, with that, I've got an opinion piece, and I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. You're either going to like it or you're not. If you like it, great. If you don't, you know what? I really don't care. Here we go. All right. First, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. If you are a faithful listener to this show, you've heard me say what I'm about to say again many times. If you're a new listener, listen up, because this may enlighten you. There are three types of people out there. There's the informed. There's the ignorant. And then you've got your idiots. Now, the informed, they fall into two categories. You've got the active participant, and then you got the couch potato. If you're an active participant in life, I'm not really directing this towards you. Okay? If you're an active participant, I'm not directing this towards you. I'm addressing this to the informed who sit on the couch and do nothing to assist, promote, protect, or contribute to this country, their neighborhood, or sometimes even their own families. I'm also talking to the ignorant. Now, ignorant is not a bad word. It's a descriptive word. The ignorant just don't know or are not informed. Now, after they are informed, it's up to them as to what category they'll fall into next. Now, to the idiots, I'm not going to waste my time with you idiots. You're a danger to this country, our way of life, and even to yourselves. You can't fix stupid, okay? So if you don't fit in that category, if the shoe doesn't fit, then don't wear it. I'm talking to those people it fits to. Okay, so where am I going with all this? Well, I watch and I listen to many sources of information. I experience life, living life. And in the process, I see a lot of things. Mostly what I see is apathy. We live in the greatest country this world has ever known. This country was made great by the love and respect of our Creator, by the brilliant minds who got together and wrote down words that are not just ink on paper, but express the core of who we as Americans are, by the millions of men and women in and out of uniform who did their duties to serve and protect this blessed country. But now, all those blessings, all that brilliance, and all that love of duty is by many people being flushed and being replaced by football scores or the latest app for your smartphone. Now, when a mass shooting occurs, we are told to run and hide instead of engaging and in stopping the threat. People on talk shows call in to vent their frustration, but I'm sure when they hang up the phone, they go right back to doing nothing to help this country. Now, instead of people defending their rights, they hide and hope that things and they are not noticed. Ladies and gentlemen, get off your butts and get involved with life. Do something positive to teach, guide, and explain to those who don't know or who are just too lazy to do something. Now is the time to rise up. Make America great again, more so than it already is. As Thomas Jefferson said, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. And I bet you he said it a hell of a lot better than I just did. Now, for some reason, if you for some reason are not able to do something, well, then support somebody who is. There are people who would love for our way of life as true Americans to be stopped, altered, or just plain eliminated. So in closing, whatever you do, don't just take a stand. Instead, make an advancement. Don't just hold your ground. Advance your ground. Get engaged. Get involved. Get fired up. And that's my opinion piece. Hope you enjoyed it. Now, let me read the highlights of today's show. We got a lot going on, everybody, and I think you're going to enjoy the show. We've got a lot going on. We've got some guests coming on here. It's going to be awesome. So let me read to you the show highlights here. Today in my CHL / LTC segment, we used to call it concealed handgun license, now it's license to carry, we'll be talking about ego states. Everybody's got them, three to be exact. You got parent, adult, and child. So listen up and learn how to recognize them and utilize them to your advantage. As always, I will read three stories from the NRA's American Rifleman's column, The Armed Citizen, and see what we can glean from those stories. My pep section will be going over a special combo seminar. This is very important. This one's awesome. You need to listen, pay attention. I'm going to be talking about it later on. But my pep section will be going over a special combo seminar that includes the license to carry training aspects as well as the advanced training. Okay? So it's going to be a combined package, a great price, and you'll want to sign up for this thing pretty quick. We'll talk about that later on. Today's topic of interest will explain the upcoming law enforcement benefits shoot-off on March 11th. So all you supporters of law enforcement, listen up and spread the word everywhere you can, every way you can, social media, word of mouth, so on and so forth. Our product spotlight is more of a history lesson than a product. But with this history, you can go to Blackjack Firearms and get your AR-15 and share in the history. Don't forget to go to blackjackfirearms.biz. They got a lot of stuff there, too. Now, this one, I've got to get to this one today. It's been like 3 weeks since I've been trying to do it. My gun demo today will be the pros and cons of carrying a weapon in different holsters and locations. This is one of those segments that you need to value the experience of others. These are time-tested methods of carry. So, Paul, when we do this segment, we definitely need to get good video because I want to show this on YouTube later. In my interview section, I have a very special and interesting guest. We're just going to call him John Doe. John Doe has been in life and death situations over and over again and will give us insight as to how the mind and body reacts under duress. This is a don't-miss interview. If you carry a weapon or considering carrying a weapon, if you have the attitude of self-defense or protection of your loved ones, you need to listen to this interview. Now, the editor of our newsletter, Common Ground, will be in studio today as well to go over this month's newsletter's blog. So become part of the newsletter by giving us your thoughts and opinions. Be nice, though. I mean it. Be nice. And then finally, if time permits, I'll read a what the heck moment, WTF moment. I've had one for weeks now, but time has always been running out, so I can never get to it. So we're going to try and get to it today as well. All right, so without further delay, let's get right into our first segment. Our first segment is going to be concealed carry or license to carry. And let me start this off here. In my last class, we talked about ego states. And if you're able to learn them, how well they can benefit you in controlling a situation. My students in that class really got into it. So I thought this might be a great time to go over it again with you, the listener. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you what ego states are and how they can be used to possibly eliminate conflict. So I'm going to go to my trusty little student handbook here and read to you about parent, adult, and child ego states and how understanding them can be very beneficial to you. I'm telling you, you all know this. We're just going to put terminology on it. We're going to put names upon each category. And when you hear this, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I do that all the time. But what we're talking about is this. Conflict situations. Parent, adult, child, ego states. As it reads, observation of spontaneous social activity reveals that from time to time, people show noticeable changes in posture, viewpoint, voice, vocabulary, and other aspects of behavior. These behavioral changes are often accompanied by shifts in feeling. In a given individual, a certain set of behavior patterns corresponds to one state of mind, while another set is related to a different psychic attitude, often inconsistent with the first. These changes and differences give rise to the idea of ego states. Now, in technical language, an ego state may be described as a system of feelings accompanied by a related set of behavior patterns. The position is, then, that at any given moment, each individual in a social situation will exhibit a parental, adult, or child ego state, and this sentence is extremely important, so listen up. And that individuals can shift with varying degrees of readiness from one ego state to another. That means they can go back and forth, bouncing like they're bouncing off the wall instantaneously from one ego state to another, okay? Now, these observations give rise to certain diagnostic statements. That is, your parent means that you're in the same state of mind as one of your parents used to be, and you are responding as he or she would with the same posture, gestures, vocabulary, feelings, etc. This is your adult means that you have just made an objective appraisal of the situation and are using the thought processes or the problems you perceive or the conclusions you have come to in a non-prejudicial manner. This is your child means that your reaction is the same as it would have been when you were a little boy or a girl. So what are the implications? The implications are every individual has had parents or substitute parents, and that he or she carries within them a set of ego states that reproduce the ego states of those parents as he or she perceived them. And that these parental ego states can be activated under certain circumstances. So colloquially, everyone carries his parents around inside of them. Now, every individual, including children, mentally retarded individuals, and schizophrenics, are capable of objective data processing if the appropriate ego state can be activated. So everyone has an adult in them as well. Every individual was once younger than he or she is now, in that he or she carries inside of them fixated relics from earlier years that will be activated under certain circumstances. Everyone carries a little boy or a girl around inside of them, and they can be activated. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is this. If you're not talking to each other on an adult to an adult level, you are starting or causing or potentially escalating conflict. Because if you're not talking adult to adult, you're talking child to parental or parental to child. And that is a sign of conflict. And I'll give you a perffect example. If I come in, I go, shut up and sit down. You're going to look at me and go, who the heck are you talking to? Do you notice the conflict right there? But if I all of a sudden go, whoa, I cannot believe I just said that. That was extremely rude of me. I apologize totally. Please accept my apology. And the person goes, okay, whatever. So it went from a parental child communication to a recognition that something went wrong, and I try to bring it back down to an adult to an adult level. If you are not talking adult to adult, you are talking potential conflict. Now, where does the conflict go? It could potentially go just where you just talk dirty words to each other. It could escalate to where you push each other or punch each other or pull out knives or pull out guns. It just escalates. So if you are aware that everybody has these different ego states in them and that they can be altered or pulled out by some type of circumstance, and you notice that adjustment or change, you can say, whoa, we just went from adult to adult to parent-child. That's not good because I know where it can go. So these are the kind of things that we teach in our classes, our License to Carry class. If you are interested in taking a class from me, you need to go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the License to Carry page and sign up for a course, okay? We're going to be talking about a lot more of this later on the program. Now, once again, too, if you want to make a, or become a part of this program, the number to call this studio is 254-773-1400. 254-773-1400. If you want to be a part of the show, ask me a question, have a comment, so on and so forth. If you want to make contact me via email, go to aaronsgunshop@gmail.com or just go to the website aaronsgunshop.com. All right, let's move on to our next segment. Everybody likes this segment. This is the NRA segment. And in this section, I'm going to read to you three stories from the NRA's Armed Citizens page of the American Rifleman. Hopefully from these true stories, we can learn what to do and what not to do, and maybe even get a laugh or two in the process. It all depends on the story. Now, if you're not a member of the NRA, you might consider becoming one. The more gun supporters they have, the more muscle they have to stop bad legislation. And I know sometimes I do stupid stuff, but in general, bottom line is they're a force to be reckoned with, and we need them on our side. So let's go to our stories. I think you'll find them interesting. Story number one. And these are coming from July 2008. When an intruder broke down Robert Jenkins' door, he seemed to doubt Jenkins' marksmanship. When he saw me, he said, "Give me that gun," the 81-year-old Jenkins said. Then he lunged at me, so I shot him. But police say the incident didn't end there. While Jenkins' wife called 911, the intruder again dove at Jenkins, striking him in the head and chest. Jenkins fired his .38 caliber pistol a second time, killing the intruder. "If it happened again, I'd do the same thing, but I hope I don't have to," Jenkins said. Here's my commentary on this situation. Number one, never, ever underestimate your opponent. I've seen small guys kick some seriously big backsides. Always assume your opponent is better. Number two, I've read too many of these stories where the threat keeps coming after the first shot. It makes me question shot placement. You can be accurate under stress. You just need to practice. That's very key, ladies and gentlemen. Although you got a gun and you got a license, if you don't put yourself under duress in practice, you're going to fail. And if you fail, there's different degrees of fail. Fail means you need to take a secondary shot. Fail means you didn't take the shot. Fail means you just freaked out. You need, if you're going to carry a weapon for self-defense and you have the attitude that I'm going to defend myself, you need to do the appropriate training. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the High Cap Adventure page, and look at all the different types of seminars we have. We get you to your breaking point so you know what you have to train on. Going on to story number two. Angela and Jeffrey Patterson were watching TV when a man wearing a bandana and carrying a pistol burst into their apartment. Police say he demanded money and the TV, then ordered the couple to disrobe. Okay. He watched Angela more closely. You think? "He didn't pay attention to me, so I charged at him," Jeffrey explained. As her husband struggled with the intruder, Angela ran to the bedroom and grabbed her pistol. "I refused to be a victim," Angela said. "He put a gun in my face. If you're bold enough to do that, you're bold enough to shoot us." Angela stepped back into the living room and fired, killing the intruder. My commentary. Angela, I can't tell you how sexy that is. She kept her wits about her, ran to get a gun, and back up her man. Excellent. Number two, kudos to the husband as well. He saw a weak spot and took advantage of it. That's how couples need to work together. Just don't expect your man to protect you and vice versa. You need to work as a team. Ladies and gentlemen, this next story I'm going to read fires me up. And it's a nice little segue into the latter part of my program. Here we go. Listen up, because this gets to me. Pizza Hut delivery man James Spears thought he was making a routine delivery, but he was walking into an ambush. As Spears approached, an armed man sprang at him with a gun. But Spears, a concealed carry permit holder, was no easy target. Police say Spears struggled hard with the assailant until he was able to produce his handgun. It was a long ordeal. My life was, without a doubt, in danger, Spears recalls. Spears shot the suspect 3 times. The suspect fled and was arrested at the hospital. Listen up. Pizza Hut fired Spears, a 10-year employee, citing a corporate policy forbidding employees from carrying firearms. Now, this is from the American Rifleman, and I back it up 100%. Now, remember, though, this is a July 2008 story. It says here in this story, to voice your displeasure, call Pizza Hut corporate offices at 800-948-8488 or visit pizzahut.com/contact us/contactusform.aspx?11 Ladies and gentlemen, later on the show, I'm going to show my disapproval for those people who are naive, foolish, and putting up signs keeping you out to restrict your right to protect yourself. But anyway, those are the 3 stories. Paul, let's get ready for a break here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for a minute, minute and a half or so. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to go over our PEP section. And this particular one's going to be Practice Eliminates Panic, and it's going to be a pretty good one. So stay tuned. Paul, go ahead and take us out. Let's do a commercial for about a minute and a half or so.
What you do in training, you will do in real life. If you fail to train, you have trained to fail.
Aaron's Gun Shop and 25-yard indoor range is proud to present High Cap Adventures Concealed Carry Academy. Realistic training to prepare you for real-life events. Advanced shooting techniques, drawing from concealment, clearing malfunctions.
If you plan to carry a concealed handgun for self-defense, you must be proficient in these skills, period.
Also learn how to read body language and be aware of your surroundings.
Understand speed versus accuracy.
Call Aaron's Gun Shop now to enroll into one of their classes or to get more information. Call 254-697-4721 or toll free 888-2-BE-FREE or check them out on the web at aaronsgunshop.com.
Remember, in a life or death situation, failure is not an option.
Train for success. Call Aaron's Gun Shop now, 254-697-4721 or 888-2-BE-FREE. That's 888, the number 2-BE-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. I am Matt, your host, and today is February 20th, 2016, and we are still alive. Thank you, Lord. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, your support of this radio show is greatly appreciated. And again, there are many ways to support this show. A monetary donation is always welcome. Becoming a sponsor is another great way. You become part of the show, and we have a great relationship together. We can talk to the masses out there and really spread some good words. Liking us on Facebook helps spread the word about the show. Showing up to our events gives us moral support. And calling into the show adds your input and opens topics up that may not have been discussed before. So that's always welcome. 254-773-1400. So if you like this show and would like it to continue and grow, your support is greatly appreciated. The Aaron's High Cap Adventure Show is not just another talking head show. This show gives out information that you can apply immediately for your self-well-being. So go to aaronsgunshop.com and check out the entire site. Look at the pictures, read the testimonials, listen to the past shows via the podcast, and together we can make a difference. If you have any positive suggestions, please let us know. And with your help, we can complete this show by growing it to a full 2 hours. So once again, if you want to be a part of the show, call 254-773-1400, or you can contact me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com, or just go directly to the website at aaronsgunshop.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is our pep section of the program. And I'm doing this because of what happened last week. Last week we had a fantastic program. It was the home and self-defense training seminar, and it was just incredible. Everybody had a great time, learned a whole lot of stuff. I do this once in a while, but we're having a home and self-defense training seminar to include, this is very important, it includes the license to carry course. And I don't do this very often. Both courses, the seminar and the license to carry, is for one price, and that's $165. The seminar alone is $165, and that includes a barbecue lunch. I'm throwing in both aspects for the same price, includes lunch, the whole works. Now, if you've taken a concealed handgun class from me or a license to carry class from me and you want to take a refresher course, I'll take $60 off the price. So now you're getting a refresher course and the advanced training for $105, and that includes a barbecue lunch. Now, this combo course has very limited seating, so call or email me now to sign up. Last week's class was awesome. Some of the students were complete novices, and to watch them be apprehensive at first to extremely confident when they leave is truly a pleasurable thing for me as an instructor and for them as a student. I do these courses because the required state class to get your license to carry, to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, is a joke. It's really a joke. And if you go to any other instructor or whatever, and they're pumping out this information, and they're not ramming it in your head, if they're just reading through a PowerPoint or whatever, I'm telling you, it's not going to stick in your brain. I've got techniques. I've been doing this for a long time. I've dealt with people. I know personalities. I know what it takes to stick it in your brain. Okay? Now, they just give you enough information on the basic course, just enough to get yourself in trouble, just enough to go over the laws, the nonviolent dispute resolution, gun handling, safety, just enough to get you to think that you may have it all memorized, but in reality, it's just enough to get you in serious trouble. That is why, if my schedule permits, I run this combo class. It's 10 hours. That's an extra 5 hours beyond what the state requires. And for me to teach you and help you find your weak areas so that you know where to emphasize your training. You know, what good is it if you're good at one thing and you practice that all the time, but there comes time in life when you all of a sudden are pushed to a different aspect of your training and you fail? What good is it? You've got to be good in those areas. I would have to say that the mindset and philosophy portion and the gun round robins are two of the most important areas. And ladies and gentlemen, I know of no one who does round robin training. There may be somebody out there, but I haven't heard it, and I check things out. Now, without the proper mindset, you're screwed. And without the basic knowledge of how to operate guns, you get screwed even more. So call me now or sign up now by going to aaronsgunshop.com. And going to the High Cap Adventure page, you can sign up there, pay for the course there, or email me from there with any questions that you may have concerning that course. This is an opportunity that does not come around very often, so be sure not to miss out on it by procrastinating. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone does something very well. My something is teaching you how to handle your weapon and survive on the street or in your home. Now, you can't 100% be ready 100% of the time, but we sure can minimize the downtime. If you've never been in a situation where you think your life is in danger, you're in for a big freaking surprise. I cannot emphasize that enough. If you have never been in a situation where you think your life is in danger, you're in for a big freaking surprise. You've got to trust me on that. I've been there and done that. If you are not prepared, you're in for a big freaking surprise. And all you gun haters out there, when it's your life on the line, there's two things you're going to be doing. One, you're going to be hoping that the cops get there fast. Or two, you're going to be praying to God that you got a gun available for self-defense. God and I have a great relationship. I pray for his protection, and he answers by giving me common sense. And the common sense is to get off my butt and to do what it takes to protect me and my family. So, ladies and gentlemen, I offer to you again a combination class that's advanced training, home and self-defense, and it also includes license to carry. It's a perfect segue. If you're thinking about getting your weapon for personal or home defense or both, and you want to get your license so you're legal, okay, that's going to be just enough to get you in trouble. So when you take a course from me that's a combo class, you're going to get that. But then also, in the course of that day, you're going to get a complete course of training that goes from the ground floor to the penthouse and tells you and shows you where your weak spots are. And what's nice about it, too, is we got cameras rolling. I've got instantaneous critiques and corrections. So instead of you doing something wrong for a whole day, I'm there at the moment, on the spot, correcting you. So we eliminate, get rid of, and reduce, minimize, or not even come into play common mistakes that people make. So I'm going to tell you again, if you wish to join or sign up for this class that does not come around very often, it's a combination class that combines the two, the license to carry class and the home and self-protection, self-defense training seminar. Normally the seminar by itself is $165. I'm throwing in the license to carry for the same price. So you're getting two courses for the same price with a lunch included on March 13th. That's a Sunday from 8 in the morning till 6 p.m. at night. We'll do lots of shooting. We'll do lots of training, lots of round robins, lots of mindset and philosophy. We're going to go into the shoot house. We're going to learn how to turn corners, go through danger areas. We're going to learn how to shoot under stress, shoot accurately under stress, shoot with command shooting, shoot at targets that are being told to you, colors, shapes, and numbers. Yeah, your brain has to think. We're going to go over lots of things. We're going to talk about lasers and how lasers come into play and how they don't come into play. We're going to talk about how knives are and how they come into play and how dangerous they are even at long distances. We're going to be talking about all sorts of things like I told you, gun safety and handling, reloads, how to reload a weapon, how to reload a weapon with a weak hand in case your strong hand gets injured, point shooting, which is so freaking critical when it comes to self-defense. Self-defense shooting is going to happen anywhere from 3 to 7 to 10 feet away. It's going to happen in 3 to 4 seconds or less. Point shooting, that laser that you have on your gun and you try to aim with your laser in 3 to 4 seconds, sorry, it ain't going to happen. Now, lasers do have their applications. It's a great mind-screwing tool. If somebody sees a laser on them, they kind of think twice before they do anything. But in a situation in 3 to 4 seconds, at 3 to 7 to 10 feet, you do not have time to utilize your laser. Drawing from concealment, room clearing. We'll go over live fire shooting drills. Hand and arm signals. Yes, you use hand and arm signals when you're in a situation, especially with your spouse. Last thing you want to do is go, "Hey, baby, watch out, he's over there." And then everybody knows. And ladies and gentlemen, ladies especially, if somebody's in your house, the last thing I want to hear you do is go, "Honey, is that you?" You just identified your location. The guy knows where you're at. And he knows that you're probably alone because you're saying, "Is that you?" You have no clue. So there's all these little tricks of the trade. So once again, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventure page. Look at the flyer there. You'll see the date. It's the combo pack. It does the license to carry, and it does the home and self-defense training seminar for $165 combination price. Starts Sunday, 8 o'clock in the morning. Gets over at 6, and that's on March 13th. That's a Sunday. Okay. Enough ranting on that. I'll tell you what, Paul. We're a little bit off schedule here. Let's go back into a commercial. Let me get my notes straight here. We'll take another commercial for about a minute or so, and when we come back, we're going to go over our topic of interest. So we'll be back in just a minute. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense.
Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My name is Matt. I'm your host. And again, it's February 20th, 2016, and we're still here live. Fortunately, it's fortunately for me, I'm here live. I like it that way. Are you looking for advanced training? I know I've been talking about this, but we're going to wrap it up with this. Are you looking for advanced or specialized training when it comes to using a firearm? If so, you need to go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the High Cap Adventure page. I want to reiterate this. On that page, we have listed our special training seminars, and those seminars include home and self-defense training seminars, and like I've just been telling you, we've got the combination one that includes a license to carry. We've got a ladies-only home and self-defense training seminar. Ladies, you love this class because the men are not there. If you got your hair up in a bun, when you take my class, the hair comes down because you're so relaxed because the man is not there. Women have an awesome time at this class. So if you're thinking about training and you can get a group of five or more, set it up. You'll have a blast at this class. We also have combat shotgun seminars, M4 close quarters combat training seminars, and semi-auto rifle training seminars. Now, what's the difference? People ask me that all the time. M4 is, so many people have M4 rifles, AR-15s, AR-15 pistols, so on and so forth. The process is the same. So we have a specialized class specifically for the AR platform. However, we have another seminar for semi-automatic rifles. You got AK-47s, you got SKSs, you got Mini-14s, you got M14s. You got all these different types of semi-autos. So the concepts are the same, but it's not the same exact gun. And, of course, we've got our PEP program seminars. Check them all out. Go to the High Cap Adventures page and read what each seminar offers. These seminars are geared for the homeowner or regular Joe and Jane on the street. They are not designed for the combat operator or spec operator. So if you wish to sharpen your skills, give us a call. Groups of five or more can arrange for private classes. The AaronsGunshop.com. Go there, High Cap Adventures page. Sign up now or call for more information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've got my segments down here. This particular one is a topic of interest segment. It has to do with shooting again, but let me tell you what it's all about. The topic of interest this time is about the Aaron's Gun Shop Law Enforcement Benefit Shoot-Off, the Revolving Trophy. And it's March 11th, 2016. That's Friday. Normally, every second Friday of the month, we have our pistol competition. It's a round-robin pistol competition. And I'm talking to all you guys out there and gals who think you're pretty good with a gun. I challenge you. I totally challenge you. All you guys who go out there with your red dots and your fancy guns and your fancy holsters and your fancy mag holders and you've got to stand in the box and everything's timed, so on and so forth, I challenge you. I double dog dare you to come and take my competition. You are going to spit up on yourself. You're going to screw up because you're so programmed to use one gun. The round robin competition is a fantastic, phenomenal competition that opens up the window, the door to your training abilities. It shows you that, hey, if I don't have my gun or my gun breaks down or I lose my gun, I can pick up anybody else's gun and I'm back in the game. So I challenge you on the second Fridays of the month to come and take our competition. But this one coming up on March 11th, 2016 is the Law Enforcement Benefit Shoot-Off. Now, I did this quite a while ago and somehow we got stopped on it. We just didn't do it anymore. But we're bringing it back. And here's what it is. First of all, why did I start it? I am totally pro-law enforcement. I dig law enforcement. I respect law enforcement, except for the few bad apples in there, and you're always going to have them. I think they need to be trashed, tarred, feathered, the whole works, and get them out of the force before it screws up the reputation of your entire force. But in general, law enforcement and its purpose and function, and the people who put the badge on are good people for a good purpose. So I wanted to say, hey, you know, we want to honor you, and we honor you with some sport and some fun. And the way we do that is with our round robin competition, the revolving trophy. And here's how it works. Well, first of all, who can get involved? Anybody can get involved. And I'll give you an example. I'm building my team. I have a team that I'm going to be doing, and I'm going to be shooting for the Cameron Police Department. My team will shoot for the Cameron Police Department, and we're not law enforcement. So any department can get their own officers or people that they know will represent their department and get a team of five together and get involved with this revolving law enforcement benefit shoot-off. And what's the concept idea here? The idea of this is, one, to recognize law enforcement, have a good time, and in the sport of things, in the challenge of things, whoever wins gets to choose where the proceeds and the gifts and the trophy get to go to. For example, if we have a bunch of teams, and let's just say my team wins, whatever gifts or prizes are available, it's going to go to the Cameron PD, and the Cameron Police Department will get to hold on to the rotating trophy. It's a beautiful large eagle on a pedestal. And it says on the plaque there, it's the law enforcement benefit shoot-off, and you get to keep this trophy for a year, keep in your gun cabinet, the revolving trophy, so on and so forth. It's just fun. It's a fun thing. It recognizes its support for law enforcement. I've seen some articles where you've had law enforcement benefit dinners to show your appreciation. Well, we're doing it in a lead form. Instead of eating food, we're going to be shooting lead. So on March 11th, which is the second Friday of the month, which is normally a shooting competition anyway, we're going to have a law enforcement benefit shoot. Here's what you need to do. You need to talk to everybody you know. Law enforcement, if you're listening to me, you need to spread the word. You need to gather teams of five. You can have as many teams as you want, but they have to be teams of five. And the entry fee is $100 per team. The winning team gets to pick, obviously, where the money and the prizes are going to go. If you're doing Nolanville Police Department and you win, I'm pretty sure you're going to want all the prizes to go to Nolanville Police Department. But you can pick whoever you want to go to. But the concept idea is this. Get your teams together. You've got a whole month to do it. You should be up to speed anyway. Law enforcement officers, this is a great way for you to challenge yourself and challenge your fellow officers. It's a great way to enhance your skills. And show people that you're willing to participate. So come on, get your teams together. March 11th, 2016, Aaron's Gun Shop. You need to have your team signing up a week prior to the actual date so I know who's coming in. So you got all this time. You need to contact me prior to that. It's a $100 entry fee, and you need to be there by 6:30. The competition starts promptly at 7. If you want to look at the Aaron's Gun Shop .com homepage at the top there and click on the link for the competition. The link is generally the same. It's pretty much the same when it comes to the rules. The only difference is the team is shooting for a particular department as compared to an individual winning for themselves. So if you have any questions, you can email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the homepage and look at all the details on the link for the competition shoot. And once again, the Aaron's Gun Shop Law Enforcement Benefit Shoot-Off, the revolving trophy, is March 11th, 2016. It's to benefit law enforcement. So get everybody you know, Bell County, Milam County, it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear me and spread the word, it doesn't matter who you are or what law enforcement department you're shooting for. If you win, that's where it's going. So give me a call. Give me an email. Go to the website, whatever, but get your teams ready and get them ready fast and let me know as soon as you can. So, okay, with that, Paul, we are so off schedule here. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up this hour with a product demo, and I'm going to finally get to do my gun demo. So we're going to take one more break for this hour, and when we come back, we're going to do a product demo and a gun demo. You'll love to hear it, so we'll be back in just a minute.
What you do in training, you will do in real life. If you fail to train, you have trained to fail.
Aaron's Gun Shop and 25-Yard Indoor Range is proud to present High Cap Adventures Concealed Carry Academy. Realistic training to prepare you for real-life events. Advanced shooting techniques, drawing from concealment, clearing malfunctions.
If you plan to carry a concealed handgun for self-defense, you must be proficient in these skills, period.
Also learn how to read body language and be aware of your surroundings.
Understand speed versus accuracy.
Call Aaron's Gun Shop now to enroll in one of their classes or to get more information. Call 254-697-4721 or toll free 888-2-BE-FREE or check them out on the web at aaronsgunshop.com.
Remember, in a life or death situation, failure is not an option.
Train for success. Call Aaron's Gun Shop now, 254-697-4721 or 888-2-BE-FREE. That's 888-2-BE-FREE.
Everybody to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Ladies and gentlemen, lots of people wonder or doubt their ability to function well in a seminar or training session. That's not the problem. The problem is finding an instructor who knows what they're doing and who is capable to convey those skills to his or her students. If you have any doubts about yourself, I want you to refer to aaronsgunshop.com's testimonial page. You will get to watch, listen, and read testimonials from prior students of ours stating that they came in nervous and at the end of the day, they craved more training and info. They all broke through the barrier of self-doubt and became empowered with the knowledge that they can use their weapon and function under stress. If you've wanted to take a weapons class but were too unsure to commit, I challenge you to review the testimonial page at aaronsgunshop.com. You can do this. Go to aaronsgunshop.com now and watch the videos. Really, you can do this. It's just a matter of finding somebody you can understand and deal with. That's why we do the ladies-only seminars. Ladies-only seminars are so apprehensive because their husband's there. I know how it works, man. I've been doing this for way too long. Husbands, you rattle your wives, and it's understandable. With your intent to protect and take care of your women, we can go overboard, and they get a little bit unnervier. Okay, so without you there, they just open it up. I'm a total stranger. They don't have to worry about anything. I'm able to talk to them. They talk to me, and they absorb so much information. It's great. Okay, let's move on. I want to go to the product spotlight. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to really go over a product, but a history, a very short history of the AR-15. I mean, I'm talking about John and Steve at Blackjack Firearms all the time because they live right across the road from me. They're gun manufacturers. They've done a whole bunch of stuff for me. And we're always having conversations. I just saw John last night and we were talking. And we're talking about the history of it all. So I want to just read to you an article I read, a little history of the AR-15 rifle. Just take a couple minutes to do that. Excuse me. The M16 or AR-15, here's the overview of that. One of the most popular automatic rifle designs to date. The M16 began life as the AR-15, the Armalite rifle, the AR, Armalite rifle, at the Armalite division of the Fairchild Aircraft Corporation, designed by Eugene Stoner, Robert Fremont, and James Sullivan. The AR-15, or M16, is actually the product of a scaled-down redesign of another Armalite rifle, the AR-10, a rifle designed during the mid-1950s to fire the full-power 7.62x51mm NATO cartridge. At the time, the AR-10 was unique in that it was partially constructed of lightweight materials such as aluminum forgings and synthetic materials, which reduced weight substantially. The United States Air Force sponsored Project Salvo opened the doors for a lightweight rifle in .22 caliber and low recoil design, designed to increase the effectiveness of automatic fire. The AR-10 was then scaled down to accept a new cartridge, tentatively titled the .222 Special, and eventually sold commercially as the .223 Remington, which we're all familiar with. The cartridge was classified as the 5.56 M193 by the military. Resistance to the small caliber concept from certain military elements and government entities led Armalite to sell rights to the AR-10, AR-15 designed to Colt's Patent Firearms Manufacturing Company in 1959. Colt aggressively marketed the AR-15 to militaries as well as commercially, winning sizable U.S. contracts which found the rifle type classified as the M16 by the U.S. Army. The rifles were then shipped to the small but growing conflict in Vietnam. During the Vietnam War, problems arose with the M16. Congressional inquiry into the matter found that the problems were due to large part to Army mismanagement, lack of training, incomplete testing of components prior to issue, and with the addition of a slightly heavier barrel, a new flash suppressor, and a forward bolt assist, the rifle was officially adopted by the U.S. Army in 1967 as the M16A1. Problems with the rifle quickly dissolved. Also during this time, an experimental shortened version of the rifle called the CAR-15 was put to use by Special Forces elements, nicknamed the Commando. Slight revisions landed a type classification of XM-177. During the last part, or the later part, of the Vietnam War and into the 1970s, NATO countries saw which way the wind was blowing and put some effort in developing other rifles and cartridges to improve the effectiveness of the 5.56 cartridge. Fabrique Nationale developed a new bullet for the cartridge, designated internally as the SS-109. This bullet led to the acceptance of the 5.56 cartridge by NATO. The M16 was redesigned once again to maximize reliability for the NATO cartridge, USM855, which we all know today, along with some improvements to the rifle, namely a heavier barrel, new flash suppressor compensator, and a new dual-aperture adjustable rear sight that represents a vast improvement over previous versions. The rifle was also restricted to 3-round bursts instead of full automatic fire in the interest of ammunition conservation. The rifle was officially type-classed as the M16A2 in 1982. Several military elements have expressed interest in versions of the M16A2 for urban combat, somewhere in size between the M16A2 and the XM-177 Commando. Colt developed the M4 carbine with the 14.5-inch barrel, step-cut to accept the M203 grenade launcher, and by 1994, the M4, along with a full-automatic version of the M16A2 that included the integrated 1913 Picatinny rail optics mounting platform, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, were also type-classified. Colt also shortened the M4 barrel another 3 inches and now markets the resulting carbines as the Commando M4, a progression of the original XM-177. A little bit further here. Development progress with the M16 series rifle in the form of the SOPMOD, Special Operations Peculiar Modifications Program, from the Naval Surface Warfare Center in Crane, Indiana. This program involves the addition of several aftermarket available parts and accessories for the M4A1 carbine, maximizing effectiveness for special operations. This includes 2 subcategories of the rifle, including the Special Purpose Rifle, the SPR, an urban sniper platform, and the close quarters battle rifle, yet another progression of the Commando carbine. There are now countless variations of the AR-15 M16 design, manufactured and sold by literally dozens of companies, including Armalite, Bushmaster, Colt, DPMS, Fabrique Nationale, Les Bear, Olympic Arms, Rock River, Wilson Combat, and, of course, Blackjack Firearms. The M16 rifle is supported by a vast industry of providing aftermarket parts, optics, and other accessories. This massive level of support suggests that the AR-15 M16 rifle is here for the long foreseeable future. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you have an M4 or M4 type of rifle or an AR-15 type of rifle, and it's plain Jane model from the older years, and you want to upgrade it or update it and get it to the 21st century, go to bjfirearms.biz. BJFirearms.biz. That's Blackjack Firearms. That's the guys I talk to you about all the time. That's John Ferguson, Steve Husher. They know what they're doing. They've built tons of stuff for me. They've upgraded guns for me. They can take your plain Jane rifle and turn it into a 21st century nice machine. I was going to say some other things, but we'll just say nice shooting platform. So go to bjfirearms.biz. Check out all they have to do. It's like I always say, their website's like a restaurant menu. You got the main course, the meat and potatoes, and all the accessories are the side dishes. They can tell you and fill your plate with a whole bunch of side dishes when it comes to your weapons, okay? So check them out at bjfirearms.biz. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in the next 4 minutes, I want to go over real quick a gun training demo that I've been trying to get through for the last 3 or 4 weeks. I'm going to talk to you about the pros and cons to different types of concealed and carry open holsters. And Paul, if you can get that camera on me, because we're going to definitely want to get this on video. I'm going to do this on radio, but you're going to go to the KTM website and go to the, KTM YouTube channel and check this out. Probably be up by Monday or so. But what we're doing here is there's different types of holsters and different places you can carry. Let's talk about this real fast. If you got a license to carry and you're a woman or a guy, if you got a merce, a man purse, or you got a purse for a woman, I want you to think about this. I'm not totally into that because the purse is a detachable item from you. If your weapon is in your purse and for some reason you're not paying attention and somebody steals your purse or your merce, what are you going to do? You don't have a weapon on you anymore. They have your weapon. So when it comes to purses or merces, I'm not into that place for carrying your weapon. In your waistband, I think that's one of the best places to have a weapon. Paul, do you have a headset? Because I'm going to probably be standing up here in a second. If you got a headset and I can talk with a mic, that'd be even better. But if you have it in your waistband, can I use that? It's got a mic? I need a microphone. Okay, never mind. We'll just do it this way. If you have it in your waistband, what's nice about this, everybody, I'm standing up here. If the voice goes a little bit, that's because I'm moving around here. But if you look in the video, if the weapon is in your waistband, what's nice about that is as it comes out, I immediately get a second hand on the weapon and it comes straight out to the target. Straight out to the target. It's the most secured area. I've got total protection on it. I can conceal it. But when it comes out, the hand comes out and it's directly on the target. The second best place is outside on your waist, right here. Because when it comes out, it's in straight line with the target. As soon as it comes past my body, my hand acquires the grip, the second hand on the gun, and I go directly to the target. If I put the weapon behind me, there's two different ways I can put the weapon behind me. If I'm holding the gun in my hand, and as I put the weapon in the holster on my back, and my knuckles go across my back to put the gun in the holster. The problem is, when the gun comes out for draw, as I come out, if you're watching the video, you're going to notice the muzzle of the gun is sweeping my body. I'm going to shoot myself, potentially. Okay? But it comes out, and I come on a target. If I have that gun in my hand, and I turn the weapon where the palm of my hand goes against my back and the gun goes in the holster, now what happens is, as the gun comes out of the holster, I have a slight arc happening and I'm sweeping people outside the line of my direct line of fire. So as it comes out, see how it sweeps? We don't want to do that. We want guns straight on line, guns straight on line. This one here, if my knuckles to my back, it sweeps my body. If my palm is to my back, it sweeps other people. Now, let's talk about the shoulder rig. If I've got a shoulder rig, shoulder rigs have their application, okay? But we must remember this. When you're using a shoulder rig and the weapon comes out, there's a slight arc once again. I'm sweeping everything until I get to the target. And here's the other problem when it comes to shoulder rigs or any type of holstering system that causes me to arc the gun. If my threat is at my 12 o'clock position straight ahead of me, when I'm sweeping the weapon, I have to make the shot. I got one crack at taking the shot at the 12 o'clock position. Because if I'm not that good, I may shoot before the 12 o'clock position, or I may oversweep and pass the 12 o'clock position. And so I've only got one crack on that arcing swing to hit the shot. As compared to if the weapon's in my belly, it comes straight on the line. I'm at 12 o'clock. If it's in my hip, straight on line at 12 o'clock. If it comes from my back, I'm sweeping. I've got one crack at it. If it's a shoulder rig, I've got one crack at it. Okay? Can you see all that? Ankle holsters, they have their applications, but they're not meant for quick draw. That's where, like, I see what's going down. I've got it with me. It's about the only place I can carry it. I've got no issues with an ankle holster other than you've got to understand its application. Around the neck or on your bra, I make special holsters for the North American Arms mini revolvers. I make the Chester and I make the Buster. The Chester is great for a guy because it hangs around his neck. The Buster's great for a woman because they have bras and we have a special clip that goes on the bra and you can't seal it. I call the North American Arms mini revolvers the pocket knife of the gun world. They're always going to be on you. Those guns get you to your bigger gun. Your bigger gun gets you to your rifle. So you want to check those out. Check them out at Aaron's Gunshop.com. Go to the products page. You can see those too. But this was a very quick video. We're going to close it up real fast here with a commercial, but go to the KTAM YouTube channel, probably Monday or Tuesday the latest, and you'll see this video, and it'll give you an idea of why certain areas to carry a gun on your person for concealment or open in a shoulder holster, hip holster, waist holster, whatever, has its pros and cons. Okay, so with that, Paul, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be having my very special guest, and we're going to be talking over some very special topics that are going to pertain to you, the person who wants to protect yourself. So, Paul, give us a break.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Paul, give me some videos so we can see what we're doing here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get right to it here because I don't want to waste any time. I have an extremely special guest here today. I'm going to call him John. And you'll be able to see this video later on, Monday or Tuesday or so, and you'll notice something interesting as you see John here. I brought him on because I want you to listen to somebody with true experience when it comes to being in a life or death situation. Now, John, first of all, welcome to the program. Why don't you say hi to everybody, John?
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very much.
It's a pleasure. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not a joke. This is not hype. This is not a joke. We're doing this for a specific reason. I'll tell you what, John, I had a information sheet on you, and I screwed up. I either lost it or misplaced it. So what I'm going to do is put it back on you. Tell me why you're dressed the way you are. And this is not a joke, everybody. This is serious. I know this individual. I know what's going on. But I want you, John, to tell everybody, you're in this studio right now. We're going to go over a whole bunch of things. But why are you dressed the way you are?
Well, real briefly, Matt, it's because after 30 years in the military and operating as a contractor overseas in several countries around the world, the enemy forces, there's organizations in countries, including America, where contractors and the American veteran are actually under target now. Just recently in Washington, D.C., a highly decorated Marine was just kicked down to the ground out at a McDonald's.
I remember that story, yes.
There's been other teammates of mine that have received death threats. And I'm not really concerned about it myself. I say bring it on. But when it involves my family, I'm incognito today more or less to protect them.
Okay, tell me, let's get a history of you to the best of your ability so that people have an idea why, what experience you have, why are you on the radio talking about this stuff. Give me a basic background without giving anything away that gives your history and experience.
Well, during my 30 years in the military, I spent the last 20 years in special operations. I'm not going to name which branch because I don't play the contest game between SEALs, Green Berets, Rangers, and Rambos. But I've operated direct action missions, counter-narcotics, close air support. I've done several close contact missions in Philippines, Afghanistan, Central Africa, Western Africa, Iraq. several other places that people don't really know about. And each time, at the last minute, or at the strangest minute, I've actually become engaged, or during my training of other indigenous forces, I've been engaged. And so, through the years, luckily I'm here today, but I have got the experience you're looking for when it comes to close contact and inside shooting scenarios.
Okay, so with that background and history, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great opportunity for me to ask questions and for you to hear how it is for real. Not being in a classroom with somebody who just got their certificate to train somebody, but somebody who's been there, done that, know what it's like, and has done it multiple times. And I'm always talking about common threads. John here is going to talk about common threads that happen all the time in situations that are live under duress, life or death situations. So, John, let's do this, because we're only going to get you on here for a short block of time. I got a list of things here that I want to talk about, or we have talked about, but I'll throw it out there, and then you can just talk upon it, expand upon it, okay? One of those common threads that is a necessary thing to do is situational awareness. Can you talk about that?
Well, as an operator, we are trained for several years on how to spot the obvious, constantly scanning for avenues of a threat, for avenues of egress, like your exits at gas stations, at restaurants, wherever, things like that. And basically it's just being situationally aware that if something is wrong, or if it looks wrong, smells wrong, feels wrong, it probably is wrong, the hair on your neck starts standing up, and you say, okay, what's my next step? Am I going to run, or am I going to move towards the enemy and close the gap,
and
get off the edge?
And you're telling this, and you're giving this because of your experience that the common threads show when you see certain things lining up, the hair, your spider senses start tingling. It's just one of those things. This has happened before. I've seen it before. This is how you respond to it, right?
Yeah, it's all about that instinct. If something feels wrong, something's wrong, and you need to pay close attention to what's around you.
I've always told people this. Paranoid is when you don't know. We're not paranoid. We are situational awareness because we know there's a threat. Would you not concur with that statement?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, very good. Let's go to something else here. Let's talk, because I talk about this in my classes too, and man, it happens every time, and if you don't know it happens, you're going to get screwed. If you do know how it happens, you know how to correct it. Tunnel vision.
Well, tunnel vision is another symptom of almost like shock. When you get engaged, your body isn't used to that. It's not a natural feeling. And so your body starts going into a sense of shock. And tunnel vision is just one, where you're focused on what's in front of you. You're focused on the threat. And as operators, we're trained to actually do your peripheral scanning. But it takes a second. You have to control your breathing, because when you go into shock, you go into shallow, rapid breathing. The blood starts going to your body. Your fingertips start tingling. I kind of get excited about this. I've never been on the radio before. But, yeah, the tunnel vision is one thing.
It's almost like it just blackens out on the sides, and you're just so focused on the threat. You're like, okay, I'm in tunnel vision mode. I got to snap out of it. Because don't you agree that bad guys come in packs?
Oh, absolutely. And because just like a magician, he's attracting all your attention here, but you don't see what's around on your side. So when we're doing vehicle operations, you got guys 360, two guys facing back out of the vehicles, two guys on the sides. Everybody's scanning. And when one guy takes one threat, then the other guys are scanning, looking forward, and anticipating the next one. So when we're doing combat shooting or in a real-world scenario, we don't waste a lot of time with that first target that goes down, because we're looking for the second one already. That's right. We have to make sure that first one goes down and stays down. You mentioned earlier about a failure to stop drill, where the guy got shot three times, but he was still coming.
Right.
When we train, we don't train to shoot paper. We train to actually take that guy down. So we do sometimes a double tap or a triple tap to eliminate the threat and move on. That's an acquired thing. And if you're a weapons owner, it's your responsibility to continuously train so you can actually beat that tunnel vision. You can beat that breathing. Your hearing. A lot of times, your buddy can be right next to you, but under fire, you can't hear him. All you hear is the loud popping. You're concentrating on your target, but you can't even hear your buddy saying, hey, he's out of ammo. He needs to be covered. You should automatically feel that. But that comes again with training.
You said something just a second ago that kind of bleeds into this next one. Explain to me the pros and cons of this. Rapid respiration. I'm assuming the rapid respiration is because you need the oxygen, but how can that counter in a negative way?
Well, in a negative way, you could hyperventilate yourself and go down. And so you've got to control your breathing. No matter what you're doing, you've got to take that breath and then get your head back in the game. And it doesn't matter how many firefights a guy's been in or how many scare tabs he has on his shoulder. Everybody is afraid when they go into a gunfight, but you have to control that. You have to control your breathing, your hearing, your pulse rate, because if you get dizzy and you go down, now you've become a liability to everybody around you, including your wife or your family in a house situation.
Now, John, you are familiar with my facilities. You know my shoot house, and you know the special training I do in my shoot house. One of the biggest I knew you were there was because people were gasping for air. Because you want to go through, first of all, when you go in there, you know, I want to be quiet, but then you got to control that breathing. Because if you don't control the breathing properly, you start to hold too much, and then you got to start gasping for air. And once you start gasping for air, you start rapid respiration, panting for air. And one, you're giving up your situation, and two, basically what you just said there. So, ladies and gentlemen, we do that type of training. We're talking to John here. He's just giving you a life scenario that rapid respiration, hyperventilating, and all this kind of stuff can be detrimental to you. So it would behoove you to get in a situation where you can maximize that potential training. So take one of our courses.
Matt, you're talking about your shoot house, and I love your shoot house, because when you turn that corner, you have thrown in there so many different scenarios that there's no time to actually analyze what's going on. Some people will turn that corner, and they'll be exposed to a certain situation that they pause for like 1 or 2 seconds to figure out what they're going to do. And that's what gets them killed every time at your shoot house. So you have to practice. You have to get in the mindset and mentally rehearse every scenario around you throughout the day. What would I do in this case? So when that happens, you're not going to pause for 2 to 3 seconds. You're going to instinctively know right from wrong, take the shot or not. If you're not going to take the shot, get back behind cover and defuse the scenario. But that's mindset, and that's...
I want to talk about mindset. I have a whole opening segment of my programs on mindset. You're the master of mindset because you're living it, okay? Talk to me more, talk to the listener more about mindset and how absolutely critical it is to mission success.
Well, I believe most people are carrying a weapon for their own protection and their family's protection. It's not just an accessory that you wear because you think it looks cool. When you strap that gun on, a whole buttload of responsibility goes along with that. You have to be the very best you can be. If you go to a doctor, you don't want him to pull out a rusty tool and say, I can just do this or do that. He's constantly training, and in his mind, he's going over, okay, this is what I need to do. So if you're going to be carrying a weapon and you're going into a grocery store, take a second and think, okay, if something goes down, how am I going to employ this weapon? I've got the mindset that I'm carrying it, so I need the mindset that I'm going to use it. And if I use it, somebody's going to be killed, and it's not going to be me or my family. So that goes to lining up your shots. If you have to engage someone, you want to make sure that there's no innocent bystanders behind him. And if you're going to do something, you're assuming that responsibility that he might be shooting towards you. So you also have to make sure that your background is clear, so your teammate, your family, no one else gets hit by your actions.
Don't you have about 5 minutes to decide all this?
5 minutes? No. No, you've got about maybe 3 seconds just to line up and maneuver into the good position to where you can take a shot.
So what you're telling me, John, is this. If a situation goes down in a 7-Eleven and I'm packing heat and I want to do defensive at third person, I've got to analyze the situation, see where the threat is, determine the perception of the threat on how serious it is, locations of people, exits, all this kind of stuff. My ability, my capability to shoot the gun, my mindset with that ability, the adrenaline factor, all these different things going into play, and I've got to do that in how many seconds?
Probably less than 3.
3, wow. That's not much time, is it?
You touched on a good one, the threat level. And because you don't want to be a Johnny wannabe Rambo and pull your weapon out just because you've got one. You have to analyze the threat level and actually see if you're going to make things worse or better by engaging your weapon. So they're engaging the target by employing the weapon.
Tell me about the reaction. We're kind of talking about this now, but really more specific. Reaction and response time under fire. Not before the fire, under fire. You're being shot. What goes on, man? What? I've had bullets go past my head, okay? And it's a very eerie feeling. You, my friend, have maximized that situation. Tell us about it.
Well, there's so many more guys out there with more experience and more stories
there
than I
always,
do.
There will always be.
Absolutely, right now, and I respect them for that. But the first time I was engaged, I pissed my pants, and I had that tunnel vision. I really didn't know what was going on until my squad leader slapped me in the head and said, hey, let's get in the fight. Let's go. And then over the years, it's to the point where, okay, that's the target, and my weapon's already out, and three rounds are in the target. So it all depends. But you have to have that training and the mindset that you're actually going to engage.
Weapon familiarization? Is that
important? Oh, weapon familiarization. And your round-robin class is excellent about that. There's been a lot of times in Afghanistan and Iraq where perhaps we have to secure weapons from the targets that are down on the ground. We secure that weapon and we take it, or we'll engage with that weapon, so because it's already in our hand. You got to know these weapons, and because of your training and the common thread that you refer to, mm-hmm. every weapon has its common denominator. And I'm not going to go into details about that.
Well, since you brought it up, let's talk about it. That's an important fact. We've got a couple minutes here. Common thread meaning each gun has its own little bells and whistles. Those bells and whistles on different guns all do the same thing, but they may be designed or placed different. So instead of looking for each individual bell or whistle, if we can find how those things work in general and bypass the looking for each thing and get to the gun and find its little common thread, it gets us up in the game. So instead of studying every gun, we can study the common threads of guns so that if we pick up any gun, it's up and running.
And the weapons operation. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. All right. There was one other thing here you had mentioned. Talk about rehearsals.
Okay, rehearsals.
Rehearsals and cold sweats. You're talking about cold sweats.
Well, when you get in a gunfight, again, that's part of the shock value. It's not a natural thing, so you're reacting to it. Your body reacts to it subconsciously, and, yeah, you're going to start getting those cold sweats. But you can move past that through proper breathing. Your circulation system and everything starts acting normal again. But you have to have the right mindset and attitude to overcome that, and that comes from rehearsal, mental rehearsal, and visualization. If you know you're going on a long trip, you need to rehearse things with your wife or the other people in your car, because they need to know what you're doing in case of a situation. My wife, she's incredible, because she understands and she supports that things go wrong. If I'm at a traffic stop, there's a car in front of me, and I've gotten a gentleman walking close to me, I see he has a weapon, I want her safely out of the way, so she already knows the crash position to recline her seat and curl over on her left-hand side. Now she's out of the target area, and she knows that I'm going to come up, weapon on chest, I'm ready to pull the target. If I can, I'm going to escape and avoid the whole scenario. But if not, then I'm going to take the target and I'm going to move.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world is not the same place it used to be 10 years ago. Things have gotten worse. It's coming to your front door, your hometown, your neighborhood. If you're not prepared, you're foolish.
Hey, Matt, talking about rehearsal, I'm sorry to interrupt your train of thought.
Yes, sir.
But that's just the car. You've got to rehearse movements and actions inside your house, because that's where a lot of the things take place. So find your safe house. Find your safe spot. Know that your wife might be calling 911 while you're engaging the target.
The number to 911 is 911, in case you don't know. All right,
Video.
John, look, I've got to wrap this up real quick because you've got another special guest coming on. But in anything in the last 30 seconds you want to recap, go over, make comment of, anything like that?
Well, very basically, if you're going to carry that weapon, you have to have the mindset to use it responsibly. Responsibly. Keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to take down the target. That's it.
Awesome. John, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, probably Monday or Tuesday, this video will be up on the KTAM YouTube channel. Check it out. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. And with that, we're going to take a break. Paul, let's take a break, and I'll have my other guest come on, and we'll be talking about our newsletter. So we'll see you on the other side.
What you do in training, you will do in real life. If you fail to train, you have trained to fail.
Aaron's Gun Shop and 25-yard indoor range is proud to present High Cap Adventures Concealed Carry Academy. Realistic training to prepare you for real-life events. Advanced shooting techniques, drawing from concealment, clearing malfunctions.
If you plan to carry a concealed handgun for self-defense, you must be proficient in these skills, period.
Also learn how to read body language and be aware of your surroundings.
Understand speed versus accuracy.
Call Aaron's Gun Shop now to enroll in one of their classes or to get more information. Call 254-697-4721 or toll free 888-2-BE-FREE or check them out on the web at aaronsgunshop.com.
Remember, in a life or death situation, failure is not an option.
Train for success. Call Aaron's Gun Shop now, 254-697-4721 or 888-2-BE-FREE. That's 888, the number 2-BE-FREE.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's the 20th of February, 2016, and we're here live. I have a special guest with me today, Patty Marek, and she is our editor of our Common Ground newsletter. And we've got her in studio here today, and she's going to go over our second, our volume, what, one, number two?
That's right.
Okay, Patty, say hi to everybody.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Get a little close to the mic. Okay. And Patty, you're here today, and you've got your February's newsletter out there, and I think we've got some special points we want to go over. Did you want to talk about it and tell everybody what's going on?
Well, I kind of got aggravated this week, and I wrote just a basic rant.
You got aggravated?
I got aggravated.
As calm and peaceful as you are?
Yeah, you know, calm and cool. Still waters run deep, man. So I wanted to read this, and it should be posted on our blog site now, and you can go to the blog site from our website, aaronsgunshop.com. Please read this, comment on it. I want your feedback. This is my personal take on some things that have been happening. And hopefully next month I'll get back to my outline of ladies in concealed carry and that type of thing. But this is my rant, and let me know what you think. All right, I'm going to read it to you. It says, okay, I've watched the dynamics of our culture change over the last few decades from one of honesty, respect, bravery, and integrity to one of fear, mistrust, and indifference. The current version of American culture has really lost its way. You can hear politicians telling us that the American dream, in quotes, is dead. At least their golden parachute version is alive and kicking. I think my version is alive and well also, but it doesn't match what Washington and Hollywood are spewing out. What I really want to talk about is the fear that seems to pervade the average American life. We're constantly told by our talking heads and others in positions of influence that a situation is terrifying. Well, we're told that people who carry guns are potential terrorists. Really? You don't have to be of Middle Eastern descent to be a potential threat. You just have to openly carry a handgun. Why is the act of legally carrying a firearm causing such a firestorm? I think we have raised a generation of Americans that were coddled and told that they were smarter and better than any that had come before. I'm not talking about the recent generations that have grown up in a safe and abundant manner. I'm talking about the generations that have had the world by the tail and have not taken advantage of the rights they were born to possess. I'm talking about the baby boomers that went out and tried to change the world in a positive way. This is the generation that's lost its way. Baby boomers now own the businesses and make the laws that we live by every day. These boomers, children of the 50s and 60s, are the economic backbone of our communities. They have the most disposable income of any generation ever born. They have achieved a level of living that has no equal in the history of mankind. What an achievement. Yet I find that these same folks are afraid of my right to carry a firearm. It's not just fear that is expressed in terms such as, it's going to be the old Wild West again, or anybody can carry a gun now, or I just don't like guns, they scare me. It's the pervasive attitude that if you don't see a threat, it probably doesn't exist. Let me be clear. Real threats do exist, and we must face them, or we are in for a really rough ride. Everybody does not need to carry a gun, but a person who is trained, licensed, and committed to ongoing training has the right to carry a weapon if they so choose, period. The government of the United States does not give me the right to protect myself. The Creator gave me that right. That brings me to the point of a business posting a 30.06 and a 30.07 signage prohibiting the carrying of firearms into their establishment. Do these owners and managers realize that they could potentially lose a great deal of business by posting these signs? What is the real point of this recent reaction? I believe that the real reason is political correctness. Yeah, that hated phrase from either the right or left coast is at the root of the recent epidemic of fear-mongering. To be politically correct is to choose someone else's values over your own. Again, this is the fear of not being accepted by the powers that be. It may cost you something to stand your ground and stand up for the real values of integrity, honesty, and hard work. It may cost you a great deal more than you ever dreamed, but at least you won't have to give up yourself in the process. As always, keep your head down and your powder dry.
That's right, always.
Now, I'll tell you, Patty, I agree totally what you're saying there. And I want to make a comment, too. I am at war, basically, with persons or identities or entities or whatever you want to call them who post both the Penal Code 30-06 sign and the Penal Code 30-07 sign. I'm not saying one or the other. I'm saying both. Let's clarify. I've got like a minute here to talk. The Penal Code 30-06 sign says you cannot carry concealed. If that's the only sign up, that means you can carry in the open. If they post a 30-07 sign and nothing else, that means you can't carry in the open. You got to carry concealed. It's to the ones that carry both signs, 30-06 and 30-07, that says, I don't care if you got a license or not, in the open or concealed, don't come on my property. Well, what I tell you is this. With the click of a button, with a program like we're doing today, I can contact thousands of people. And I can tell them what your stance is when it comes to the ability for me to defend myself. God forbid something happens. You are taking away my right to defend myself. And with that, I'm going to tell everyone that I know who you are and how you post your signs and tell them to go do business somewhere else. I'm running out of time, but next week we'll have a list of people we're going to go to. But if you want to post two signs, be prepared. I'm telling everybody I know that you do that. So with that, I'm going to sign off by saying God bless. And, Patty, keep your powder dry.
Keep your powder dry.
Awesome.
Your Fox News station in Central Texas. News Radio 1400 KTEM AM. Temple, Belton, Killeen, Fort Hood.